an addicting game that's fun for all. I really want to be a pickleball star. Some say I can't, they say it's too hard. Oh yeah, pickleball. Of all the racket games, it's the most fun of all.
Well, good day. Get ready, because Pickle Chat is about to start, and it's Kitty, and across from her is Donna.
Hello.
And this is Pickle Chat.
Love it. Thanks for the intro, Frank. So, Donna, how was your week on the courts?
I had a great pickleball week. I had to take one day off. Killed me, but it was worth it when that 5-foot tarpon came in.
Oh, that's right. We had a little fishing in here, too.
Now I can join in on that part
of it.
Okay,
great. Yeah, Donna caught a 5-foot tarpon.
Awesome.
Isn't that
awesome?
It
was so exciting. It was like a 25-30 minute fight, and it was beautiful.
And that's cool, because that was a good reason to miss pickleball.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're going to miss pickleball, a 5-foot tarpon, that's probably a legit excuse.
No, yeah, for sure. I don't think I played every day, which I usually do, 5 or 6 or 7. I know I missed Sunday because you and Kathy were asking me to play.
Yeah.
And I said I'm down in Naples at a party, so I knew I was going to be late, and I slept in on Sunday.
Now, party, is that exactly a pickleball excuse thing? Especially when you're partying. Maybe because she partied so hard she didn't get up the next day.
Well, exactly. That's why. I'm certainly not going to say that that's not the truth. But, you know, I did play the other 6 days, Frank, okay?
Okay. So I think it's legit.
We'll
give her legit.
You can call it that.
Yeah.
So how'd you play, Kitty?
You know, here, there, and everywhere. You know, there's some games I play well, and other times I just say, who is this girl trying to hit this ball?
You weren't the LA either, so you had a lesson, right?
I had a lesson, and I've been taking weekly lessons from the great Ricky. And today we worked on transitioning, so, you know, that third shot drop is so important. And, you know, he's really got me working on it. I'm making some progress, I'd say.
Yeah,
it's been a lot of fun. He works you hard, though. He doesn't let up. I mean, for 1 hour, we're hitting that ball back and forth and talking. And that's why I think Ricky's such a good teacher, because it's like some playing and then some talking, instructing, and then going over what you do and telling you tips to do it better and also what you did wrong.
Now, my question, I don't know why, but my mic's getting in and out.
Okay.
Let's see. There it goes. Now it's back. One question is, how long have you been playing pickleball?
I've been playing about 2.5 years.
All right.
Yeah, I've been about 2 years.
Yeah.
Maybe a year and a half. I picked it up as soon as I got here.
Because I'm the total pickle novice. I'm the pickle beginnings here. How long has pickleball been around?
Pickleball has, you know, surprisingly...
1965.
Yeah, it had its 50th anniversary in 2015.
Really?
It's been around a long time. It started in Bainbridge Island.
Bainbridge Island?
Which
Where's
is off
that?
Of the coast of Washington State.
Washington State.
Washington State. And actually, one of the guys that started it was a state representative for the state of Washington.
Yeah.
And he and his buddies were out golfing. And they came home and they encountered what a lot of families, I think, encounter. I know we did in our household growing up. The kids said, we're bored. There's nothing to do. Whining. So he looked around the house. They already had a badminton court. And he found, but he didn't have all the equipment. So he found some ping pong paddles and a wiffle ball. And voila, the game of pickleball was born.
He sent them to the yard. Get out of the house, he said.
And they all started playing. At first they had they were playing over a badminton net, which is 60 inches. They realized that could be improved on, so they made the net 36 inches.
Okay.
And then in 60, that was in 65. By 67, he made a permanent court in his own house, in his yard. And they started playing. In 1975, Tennis Magazine had an article called it America's Newest Racket Sport. And the first tournament was in 76.
All right, but for me, Yeah. Now, mind you, I know nothing about pickleball except it's cool, and I met a lot of you folks.
Yeah.
And I enjoy the people who play pickleball. That, to me, was the most enticing part of the whole thing. But when I conceived of doing a pickleball show, and obviously, Kitty and Donna, you guys were my first choice, and this was awesome.
Thank you.
But the name.
Oh.
The ball don't look like a pickle.
No.
No.
The people are not hitting it with, you know, weird-shaped pickle-like sticks.
I know.
And you're not throwing a pickle at each other. Now, I think that could be a good game. You know, like dodgeball with dill pickles.
Oh, God.
So we looked that up, too, because obviously, you know, that name had to come from something. And so this congressman that Kitty talks about, their dog was Pickles.
And he'd run and get the ball.
Thus, the name Pickleball came about.
Because the dog would retrieve the ball.
The dog's
and
name
his name
Pickles.
Was Pickles.
And Pickles loved the game, so it was Pickles Ball.
Right. Yeah. Pickleball.
Pickleball.
Right.
Pickles Ball.
No, his wife had it. There was another theory.
Yeah.
And the congressman's wife said.
His wife liked pickles?
Oh, yeah. The whole family played. Yes, his wife liked pickles. But the whole family played.
And I didn't say cucumbers.
No.
Okay.
The whole family played, and she was quite the athlete, and she likened it to the game of, or to the sport of rowing, where I understand each crew picks the people they want in the boat with them, and then who's ever left over is the pickle crew. And she thought because it incorporated so many sports that. That's why they should call it pickleball. So there's some controversy about this. Was it the dog or was it a boat? Yeah. No one knows for sure. You had to be there, right?
I don't care. I love it.
Yeah. It doesn't make any difference. By 1990, every state was there was pickleball in every state in the nation. Now
it is the fastest growing sport.
It is.
And fastest growing sport you never heard of.
That's
right.
What, that's
2.8 million players. This they approximate.
Yeah.
It's growing at like a 12% increase every year. And I think that number is going to only climb.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've been in sports my entire life, some sort of another. And I never heard of pickleball.
No, me neither.
I came down here and someone said, there's this thing at the rec center. You ought to look into it. And I'm like, if it's a good way to meet some friends, I'm all for it. And this, go ahead down, check it out, Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I went down there and, you know, kind of first day I remember feeling like, what the heck? But, you know, what is this game? And I'll tell you, within a couple weeks, I was like
hooked.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah,
just a great way to exercise and meet some awesome people.
I mean, you're outside in the fresh air, you're laughing and joking with friends, and you're playing a sport and moving around.
Now, is this including the people who are on the pickle team who nobody wanted and had to go
to
the pickle team?
See, I don't believe that version. I like the dog version better, friends.
Is this so like, okay, we all got together, but we're not going to include you.
Hey, some of that does go on.
Yeah,
but there's some protocol for that.
There is protocol.
Okay, now, one question I have is, what's the first thing? You go on to the pickleball court. How many people play in a pickleball game?
Well, it's like tennis. You can play singles or doubles. And also like tennis.
So, like just like tennis, single means two people, or doubles means four people.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I don't get either one of you guys.
Why? Why? What's
singles. One.
Oh, yeah.
Double.
One against one.
Yeah.
Or two against two.
Yeah. But you don't say one against one.
Oh,
you say singles.
Singles and doubles. So
you get one person. So you guys almost like with the tennis guys. Okay. Just want to have your own language.
Yeah.
Don't want us to understand.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, so we play doubles 98% of the time.
Yep.
I mean, that's the fun game.
Now, does somebody serve?
Yes. Each side gets two serves. Each player on each side serves. And you can only score when you're serving.
And that keeps the game fair, too, because if you have someone that's an extremely good server and it's hard to return, they only have a period of time where they can do that, and you have to switch once, you know, someone's made a point.
Once you lose the point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the first serve serves, and there's a way to call the score correctly. And when you start, when the game begins, you call the score and you call which server you are. Now, at the beginning of the game, this is the only exception, you say 0-0 start, meaning I'm the starter server of this game. And this is the only time when only one server for that team serves. Now, if they miss the point, if they don't get the point, the serve goes to the other team. And they would start serving saying 0-0-1. When the next person serves, 0-0-2.
Okay.
So that's why I had friends, they walk in Gilchrist Park all the time and they go, what the hell is that? This 0-0 start 3-4. They go, you're calling so many scores. And I explained it to them, you know, that it's you call the score and then you call the server.
Oh, okay. So yeah. It's the, now does it 0-0, how does it go to like 0-1 or 0-2 on the first numbers?
Well, okay, so it's not going to go to 0-1 because you can only get a point. You can only score when you're serving. But if you score a point, it would be 1-0 start.
Okay.
Okay.
So
and you play to 11, Frank.
The first number is your score. The second number is
your opponent's
the
score.
Opponent's score.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
I'm getting it. I'm learning. Now, Kitty, who is your favorite person to play alongside of? Who's your favorite partner?
Locally.
Who's your favorite partner?
Well, I'm not sure I have a favorite. I have a few I like to play.
Don't worry.
With.
My feelings won't be hurt.
No. Okay. I love playing with Donna. Donna is kind of a poacher, okay? And she knows it. She knows she's a poacher. But I'll tell
poacher.
Her. A poacher.
I have to compensate for her.
Oh, yeah. Well, there we go.
Now, what I'm wondering about, what's a poacher?
Well, poacher is, okay, so to get back to more of the structure of the game, there's a non-volley zone known as the kitchen. It's 7 feet. You are responsible when you're at the net, and there's a time to come to the net, for that square. It's 7 by 7 by... Is it 7 by 7 by 7?
No, it's
7 by 10, because it's 20 in the back. And you're responsible for that square. So now, sometimes a ball will be coming like this from your opponents. I'm sorry you can't see me. I'm on the radio. But it'll be coming low over the net and get a little height. And the person who's not in your square but playing next to you will reach over into your square and get it, which is fine. You know, if they have a good hit, people like to say, hey, if you're going to poach and get it, that's fine. But Donna, she has a tendency to come way over on your side and kind of hit your balls. And, hey, it's fine. The problem is you're leaving that left side open. And anybody on the other team, you know, who's got the game down and has the skill, they'll see that big gap and wham, you're
all
done.
Right, so let's do it this way. Give me three people that you enjoy playing with.
Okay.
So we got Donna.
Kathy.
Okay.
And Renee.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's Renee's strength?
Renee's really good at blocking. She gets up to that net. And when people are slamming it, she has her paddle in the correct position to defend it, to block the ball.
So she's defense.
Yeah, she's a good defender.
All right, now it's Donna and that one. And what was the other
Kathy.
One?
Kathy.
Now, what's Kathy's strength?
You know, Kathy is good all around.
She's a strategy player.
Yeah.
She's
a strategic player. And she's also very, very calm under pressure. Nothing rattles her.
Really?
Nothing rattles her.
She hasn't
worked with me.
There you go. Well, I said she hadn't met you, Frank, otherwise. Yeah. Nothing rattled her until she met Frank.
She knows Frank.
I know she does.
Now, Donna, give me a couple players besides Kitty. Two players that you enjoy playing with.
I enjoy playing with Julie. I enjoy playing with Kathy also. I like playing with Kim.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because Kathy was taken. I'm sorry.
Okay, can't take her.
She's already
Kim,
been
you said.
Had. Yep, okay,
Kim.
So what was the first one?
You Who said Julie.
Julie and Kim.
All right, now what are Julie's strengths?
Well, first of all, Julie's just a great person to play with. So she's fun and she's happy and she always looks spectacular.
Yes, she does. She's like the pickleball fashion model.
But
her clothes are like spot on.
I've enjoyed playing with her because... she's been taking lessons, and mm-hmm. she's continually getting stronger at her game. She really works hard at it. And I think probably what she's best at is she's always in control of where the game's at. She never loses track of the score.
Yeah.
She has been just stepping up her game every single month.
Mm-hmm. You know, and sometimes you go back to the beginning of what you said, the most amazing and important thing is she's fun to play with.
Yeah.
Right? That can be the number one thing. I've got friends that when we go out in a boat, they don't catch fish really well, but they're just a ball to be with. Yeah. They're a lot of fun. And that can be, to me, it sounds like one of the most important values a partner can have. Now, what was the other one? Not Kathy, but...
Kim.
Kim. Now, what's the Kim strength?
So Kim's a competitor, where in a big sort of way. Mm-hmm. She actually started taking courses to become a referee for pickleball. I think it was too intense for her, so she ended up backing away from that. But she competes locally in tournaments, so I like watching and playing with her just to see what her strategy is. I'm not a tournament player, but I learn by watching other people, and Kim's very serious about her game.
Yeah.
Well, I think that one of the reasons I was asking about these people is trying to get an idea of what the game is like. So we've heard that I like this woman because she's fun to play with. I like this one because she's great on defense. Mm-hmm. Another one's a strategy player. Mm-hmm. All these things kind of come into play. Mm-hmm. So this is sounding like one of a very simple but extremely complicated game.
And I think that the more competitive you get, the more you play, the more you work on your game and then are competing against opponents that are more challenging, the more complicated the game becomes, because you're going to incorporate strategy then. And you're going to watch their game, and you're going to adjust your strategy to their weaknesses.
Ah, okay. So this is a game of strategy and studying. So not only do you have to hit this thing back and forth, you got to figure out what's the weakness of the other team.
Well,
absolutely,
yeah,
that's true.
Definitely. And I mean, and then sometimes we'll talk ahead of time. We'll say, you know, watch her. She doesn't come up. She always plays at the baseline. So then we'll know to hit the ball soft and dink it, because it's tough to come up. Dink it means to hit it real softly, just over the net. We call it dinking. Okay. And volleyball has a dink too. Same thing.
All right. So you can dink it. What happens if you like hit it really, really hard going in? Is there a name for that?
Slam.
Yeah, slam or banging. Banging.
Banging.
Yeah. Like a lot of tennis players, when they first start pickleball, and I was one, are bangers. You know, they play it like tennis.
Yeah. So ideally, when you start, you want to extend the game play, and you want to volley, mm-hmm. you actually have a dink shot back and forth. It's just a two-foot shot just outside the kitchen line, back and forth, back and forth. And you're waiting for the opportunity for the opponent to mess up. And they could mess up by hitting it too high, so you can slam it.
Yeah.
They're done with them.
Right. Bye-bye.
Or you can just continue to dig until someone actually misses.
Yeah,
they can hit it into the net, mm-hmm. by accident. So I think if you watch the professionals, which was really intriguing to me.
75% of the game is dinking, and that's how it's won.
They just stay right there at 3 feet apart from each other and play for many minutes.
Wow. Now, to me, my question would be, what's the most exciting game that you guys have seen, either you were in or have watched somebody else play in the last week or so? What was the most exciting event, or the last month or whatever, or even just overall? What would you say the most exciting game, and why? What was that?
So for me, I can remember clearly, and we talked about it for a couple of days. I was actually playing with Julie. I forget now who we've been playing. But the game was 15-14, which means it was a very tightly competitive game between the two teams, because normally you end at 11, but you have to win by two. Right. So once we got to 11, they got to 10. Once we got to 12, they got to 11. It was just constantly back and forth chasing each other, and we got all the way up to 15-13 before we could call it, and I'm proud to say we won.
So how long did the game take overall?
See, the average game's probably only 8-10 minutes. That game probably went on for 25 minutes, which is exceptionally long for
now,
a pickleball
game.
Now,
when the pros play, it's about 20 minutes, because they can volley so much longer. You know, I saw on YouTube the other day a volley between two professional players. They hit it 57 times. Now, you know, if each volley you're going to hit it 57 times, obviously
that's
you're going to have
a long
longer
game.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
But us rookies, we...
What was the highlight of that extended game? What's the one magic moment?
I guess the final shot that won the game, actually, in that scenario, because it just never seemed to end. And we were like, Is this, we're getting hot, we're getting tired.
Set us up for that final shot. What was happening, and then tell us about that final shot.
Well, so, funny thing is, for three shots, we thought it was the final shot. That's so terrible.
You were waiting for that final shot.
But, I think, I'm always the joker on the team trying to just, like, this is it, I've had it, So I probably did one of those, and then did one of these really hard, fast serves that ended the game.
Donna's got a wicked serve. When she's on, man, she's on. That ball flies. I mean, it's low and it's driven.
So this is really a wiffle ball.
It is.
It's a lot like a wiffle ball. For the outdoor balls, there's outdoor balls and indoor balls. An outdoor ball, I think, is heavier than a wiffle ball. The indoors are more like wiffle balls as far as weight goes.
Right, but it's still got all the holes in it, just right. Like a wiffle ball.
Right.
Because I was told by some people they played with a badminton or ping pong paddles and a badminton birdie, and it's actually played with a wiffle ball. So.
Oh, no, it's played with a wiffle ball. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm learning here. Right. I'm very intrigued.
Well, you have to come out to the courts.
Now, I'm going to get there.
All right.
I got a brand new company. We're going to hold you to that. I'm building, okay. And I have this, little thing I do on the side over here. One of the things now, she told me her favorite match recently, exciting match. Can you think of one you saw or played in recently, Kitty, that was?
I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Today I had a lesson, and I like playing with my instructor. Because when he gets through to me, and he's playing with me, and it's not really a game, but it's points, it's volleying. When he gets through to me and everything kind of clicks, it just feels like I'm on cloud nine. I'm like, woo, I had my paddle up, I got under the ball, I did a super cross-court dink. It's a beautiful thing, And I love that. I love that when I can put it all together and make it work.
Awesome. All right. Now, is there any moments in pickle history, highlights of pickle history that you guys could think of that are kind of stand out in your mind?
Okay, so I did a little research, and 1984 was a big year. So that was 19 years after the guys played it on Bainbridge Island. That was when the first composite paddle was invented. Before that, they played with wooden paddles. This was a big deal in pickleball. And interestingly enough, it was created by a Boeing industrial engineer who actually used materials that they used in building Boeing planes.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. And that was also the year that the USAPA was established, United States Association of United States of America Pickleball Association.
All right. Now, we've gone back and forth. We've only got about a minute left here.
Okay.
Time flies when you're having fun.
It does, doesn't it?
So each week we're going to be I guess talking about the different aspects of pickleball and who's playing, what's going on everywhere. Any final thoughts here?
Yeah, one of the things that we, Kitty and I actually did this, and I guess I want to encourage anyone that's listening. Mm-hmm. If you really like this game and you think this is going to be for you, I would encourage you to go on the USAPA website because they give you an option to look at the rules of the game. And here, Kitty and I,
took the rules test.
We felt we knew the rules, and we took the test and said, well, there's some things we still don't know.
Yeah.
So
right.
I think maybe in the next session we can talk about some of the rules of the game.
And how we break them every time we play.
That's awesome. All right. There's Kitty. Let's see here. Oh, I think. Yeah, okay. We've got theme music running. That's kind of theme music. We haven't really got it. This has been our first show. And this is Kitty, and that is Donna. And this is Pickle Chat.
Thanks for having us, Frank. Love it.
See you next week.
Yep. We'll talk to everybody next week.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye, boys and girls.
See ya.